Welcome back to Joe Paterno in His Own Words. I'm Steve Jones. Today's show being brought to you by our good friends at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury, and online at purdyinsurance.com. And also by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We've taken you through Joe Paterno growing up in Brooklyn, getting to Brooklyn Prep, getting to Brown, eventually the Penn State job, having to tell his parents he was going to be a coach and not a lawyer, leaving Jim O'Hara's secure nest after 11 years, meeting Susan Poland, marrying Susan Poland, and then eventually getting the job as the head football coach. The early years where there was a frustration of great seasons, but two number two finishes and a number five for undefeated teams. John Cappelletti's Heisman speech. But then finally, after the disappointing loss to Alabama, in which Joe Paterno admits he almost quit, he almost walked away after that 14-7 loss to the Tide, he came back to the job, threw himself into the job, and the Nittany Lions won national championships in 1982 and 1986. In 1988, Penn State suffered its first losing season. They went 5-6. Penn State then bounced back, had a good season in 1989, and then in 1990, beat then number one ranked Notre Dame. Eventually, Penn State had a number three finish in 1991 behind Washington and Miami. Those two schools, by the way, split the national championship that year. Penn State finished third. 1992 was a year of independence because Penn State had announced in 1989 they were going to the Big Ten. 1993 was the first season in the Big Ten. The Nittany Lions went 10-2. They lost to Michigan and Ohio State. And then came 1994. Penn State rolled through the conference schedule the way Sherman rolled through Atlanta. The Nittany Lions were undefeated. They went 11-0, and they went to the Rose Bowl. In the Rose Bowl, they took apart Oregon. Kerry Collins had a magical year, as did Kajana Carter, Kyle Brady, and the rest of the Nittany Lions. And for Joe Paterno, a milestone. Another decade, his fourth with an undefeated team. A conference championship, his first. Another 12-0 team. And on top of that, the first man to ever win every major bowl game. And thus, a special presentation of a game ball after the Rose Bowl from quarterback Kerry Collins.
Hey, stand up. Stand up, Ray.
I got rid of all of you.
Let's go to the winningest ball coach.
Get down, get down.
No.
The winningest ball coach in the history of college football. He's won all four major bowls. He's been an inspiration to myself, to the rest of the team, and national championship coach this year.
These are the greatest guys I've ever been around. I just want you to know that.
It was a magical moment at the Rose Bowl that night. The rest of the 90s, Penn State played very well, a series of bowl victories along the way. But then there was the frustration of 1999 when Penn State started 9-0. They were number two in the country to only Florida State. And then they lost games to Minnesota, Michigan, and Michigan State. They ended up beating Texas A&M and finished with a 10-3 record. It was certainly frustrating for Penn State. And then in 2000, another losing season, just the second under Joe Paterno. But then in 2001, Joe Paterno stood side by side with Bear Bryant on the all-time victory list with 323 after Penn State had won a game at Northwestern, rallying to do so. And the moment was set for Joe to break the Bears' record.
5 seconds to the record. 3, 2, 1. Joe Paterno's done it. He's become the winningest coach in the history of Division I-A college football. His 324th career victory, surpassing the legendary Bear Bryant.
The one thing that keeps going through my mind is how many great moments I've had in coaching. And when every once in a while people say to me, you ought to get out of it, you ought to get out of it. And I'm like everybody else, and every once in a while I think about it. And then I realize just how much it means to me and how many really absolutely great days I've had. I don't want to get out of it. And that days like today, I don't know whether, it's hard to measure something that happened 10 years ago, or 5 years ago with today. I certainly wouldn't be anything that's topped this. It wouldn't. This would have to be right there with everything that's happened to me.
So many times in the latter stages of Joe Paterno's career, some people felt the game had passed him by. I'll give you an example. In 1989, after an opening loss to Virginia, This was after the 5-6 '88 season. Someone called the talk show and asked Joe in 1989 if he should get out of it because maybe the game had passed him by. Joe said he didn't think the man was right. And eventually, of course, they won in 1994. Ironically, in 1994, Joe Paterno was 68 years old. Some even wondered that year if, quote, the game had passed him by. Well, then from 2000 to 2004, Penn State had just one winning season. Once again, the question came up. For Joe Paterno, had the game passed him by? Some had wondered over and over if it had. Well, there was an infamous meeting at his home. Penn State University President Dr. Graham Spanier, along with several others, went to Joe's home and talked to him about the condition of the program.
I had a little pressure a couple of years ago, but we had a frank talk, and I felt at that time, and I told the people who were concerned about where we were going with our program, I said, look, if I can keep my staff together, we're going to be fine.
That was in 2004. In 2005, Penn State was more than just fine. The Nittany Lions were 1 second away from an undefeated season. They finished 11-1 that year. They won the Big Ten Championship, Joe's second. They went to the Orange Bowl and in triple overtime beat Bobby Bowden and Florida State 26-23. 2007 brought with it another incredible honor, induction into College Football's Hall of Fame. Joe Paterno told everyone at the Waldorf Astoria at that night exactly what the game meant to him and also what the game should mean to everybody else in the room.
We've been involved in the greatest game and the greatest experience anybody could be in. And some of you who are out there have used your football experience to bring up your families, take care of your businesses, to look back on great memories, great teammates, guys you could trust, guys you loved, guys you're going to warm with tomorrow. We're so lucky.
Incredibly lucky indeed. For Joe Paterno, 2008 was also special. The Nittany Lions did it again. They ended up winning a Big Ten championship, and they ended up going to the Rose Bowl. This time they were beaten by USC. But still, it was another phenomenal season. Penn State had their third Big Ten title under Joe and once again were very prominent in the national scene. And then for Joe Paterno, 2010 rolled around. After a victory over LSU in the Capital One Bowl to close out the 2009 season and an 11-2 mark, Penn State started out okay in 2010, but then the season began to build up. And as the season built up, eventually they worked their way to Northwestern. Joe Paterno had 399 wins under his belt. Down 21-0, the Nittany Lions came back in the greatest comeback under Joe Paterno, scoring 35 unanswered points to beat the Cats.
Joe Paterno is hoisted upon the shoulders of his players. And we have just witnessed history. You'll never see this again. One man, one school, 400 wins.
I want to thank the guys who have played for us. And I mean us. I mean Penn State. And all the coaches. People ask me why I stayed here so long. And you know what? Look around. Look around. I stayed here because I love you all.
And you could feel it in return that night in Beaver Stadium. 2011 Penn State season was humming along. There was only one loss to eventual national champion Alabama. In a late October game in Beaver Stadium against Illinois, a dramatic ending allowed Paterno to pass Grambling's Eddie Robinson as the all-time leader in Division I victories.
Here we go. Trying to tie the game. Hangs in the balance. Good snap, put down, kick by Dempke, he's on its way, the kick by Dempke is, it's the upright, no good, and Penn State wins the game! Unbelievable finish at Beaver Stadium! They'll never forget Joe Paterno's 409th, will they?
It really is something I'm very proud of, to be associated with Eddie Robinson. Some of you may not have heard me, but I've told people many, many times, two of the greatest people we've ever had in college football, Jake Gaither, when Jake was the head coach at Florida A&M, and when Eddie was 24 years of age, Eddie became the head coach at Grambling. Those two men opened up the doors for the African-American kid. They had no place to go. The Southeastern Conference didn't take any black kids. There were very few playing up north. And Jake Gaither and Eddie Robinson went out and showed people what kind of athletes these kids could be.
Those will be Joe Paterno's final words in public. After that, we know what happened with the indictment of Jerry Sandusky. Joe eventually passed away January 22nd, 2012.